On Community Conversation, we're going to be talking to our hometown hope for this month, and that is, of course, the Share the Warmth of Lenawee. Happy to have on the program with me to talk a little bit more about Share the Warmth of Lenawee is the Executive Director, Shannon DeSlover. And Shannon, so good to have you with us.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
First of all, congratulations on being the hometown hope for this month, Shannon.
Thank you. It's exciting.
Well, we are going to be able to find out so much more about Share the Warmth, too. First off, let's remind people exactly where Share the Warmth of Lenawee is located at.
Sure. We're located at 427 West Maumee in Adrian.
Okay. And the hours of operation for you?
Well, we are there 24/7. So there is staff members and residents of our program there at all hours of the day.
Yeah. What is the mission then of Share the Warmth then, Shannon?
So the primary mission is to make sure that nobody has to experience being unsheltered in Lenawee County. So we are there to provide a warm, safe place for somebody to be. But we've expanded that. So that's not our only mission anymore.
And let's talk about that then.
So we have brought in lots of programming and different resources from the community to make sure that the individuals can address any kind of concerns or barriers that may have caused them to become homeless. So we do financial literacy classes. We do employment readiness groups. We help people write resumes, do life skills classes, things like that.
And that is really, you know, such a wonderful thing to be able to help provide because of the fact you want to help make them get out of that situation, right, Shannon?
Right, yes. And we also do intensive case management. So each person that comes into the program, they are assigned to a case manager and they create housing plans with action steps and deadlines and things like that that they have to reach to be able to get themselves into their own house again.
Yeah. And that's the main thing, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
For sure. Now, when we talked about, you know, being available and open 24/7, is it just for individuals or are you able to take in families? How does that work, Shannon?
So we are not able to house any minor children, but we do house families that, you know, come to us if they're like adult children still with their parents. We do house families in that manner or married couples, things like that. But unfortunately, we don't have the space to house minor children.
Sure. And when they are there, what other than the classes that you just talked about, what is available for them when they are there to seek shelter then, Shannon?
Sure. So we have a lot of different options there. Obviously, you know, we provide meals and laundry facilities, things like that. Then we also partner with different agencies in the community. Community Action Agency has been amazing, and we work with them. They come in once a week and teach classes to our residents there. And then we have different banking facilities that come in and help people open up checking accounts. We have the health department comes in and does pop-up clinics. CMH will come in and do individual counseling with people there. So we have a lot of things going on in there.
Wow. You know, and I think a lot of people really don't realize how much is being done there at Share the Warmth, Shannon.
Right. Yeah. And that is something that we are trying to get the word out into the community and let people know that while we are still providing everybody a safe place to stay, that's not where it ends for us. We are going beyond that and bringing a lot more help and resources to these individuals so that they can get out of the homeless situation and into housing and that it be a successful transition for them.
You mentioned about this is open to anyone in the county. So,
yes.
I mean, if they should have at least transportation, they can at least, like, for example, they live in Morenci or Clinton or Addison, that they are able to take advantage of Share the Warmth.
Yes, absolutely. Anybody that's in Lenawee County can come to our facility and use our services. Yes.
Yeah. How much staff do you have, Shannon?
So we have 13 members on our staff, and then we also have some volunteers and stuff as well that work with us closely. But we have 13 staff members.
Wonderful.
Yes.
That's great. That's great. You mentioned about the different agencies. I had to come back to that again, mm-hmm. saying, it's so wonderful to have that collaboration.
Yes, absolutely. And we wouldn't be able to do the work that we do without them. So we're definitely grateful and appreciative of them coming to our, we call them guests in our program.
Sure.
Because transportation is a barrier for a lot of people, and having them, giving them the ability to have the services come to them has made a huge difference in their success.
Absolutely, yeah. And the more that we can do that, the better that we can further them ahead out of the homeless situation.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, we have some people that have been in the homeless cycle for a very long time, and we've been able to see them succeed and get into housing and break that cycle finally. But, you know, unfortunately, as soon as we have one success, we have somebody else needing the bed right behind them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it is a concern for Lenawee County. Even though we're a rural county, we still have the homeless numbers here, unfortunately.
We sure do. Mm-hmm. Now, how does Share the Warmth of Lenawee operate? How does it survive?
So we do get some federal and state funding, but unfortunately that only covers about a third of our operating costs.
That's not very much.
It is not, no. So we do rely on donations and other local grants to help us get through.
Okay. Yeah. And donations, especially from Lenawee County residents, is really, you know,
it's vital.
Vital,
for
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. We wouldn't be able to do the work that we do without the support from the local community.
They would like to make a donation then, Shannon. What's the best way for them to be able to do that?
The easiest way is to go to our website. It's www.sharethewarmthoflenawee.org. And there is a donation button on there. You can do a one-time donation, or you can set up to do a monthly reoccurring donation. That is the easiest way. Obviously, they can always stop by the shelter and drop donations off as well, but the easiest way is to go through our website.
When we talked about the monetary donations, mm-hmm. other donations that maybe that the public can help out with,
yes.
How can they with that?
So the biggest way that somebody can help us is through meal programs. So we provide 2 warm meals a day to the guests of our program. And so we have an opportunity for community members to come in and provide that meal. So they can do either the dinner one or the breakfast meal. If they go on our website, again, we do have a calendar system set up now that's new for us that you can just schedule yourself, see what dates we need help, and just do the prompts on the website, and you'll get signed up to provide a meal.
All right. So what's involved with that? How does that work, Shannon?
So we can house up to 62 individuals. So we do ask people to expect to prepare a meal for 62 individuals. They can do it offsite at their own home, or they can prepare it in our kitchen at the facility. And then they can just either drop it off, or we would love for people to stay and help serve and to socialize with the guests. You know, sometimes they just feel like they're invisible.
Yeah.
And just to have somebody take a few minutes out of their day to just have a conversation with them is definitely impactful.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. We talked about donations, and what about volunteers?
Oh, we always need volunteers. we look for volunteers to help provide those meals, but we also look for them to provide life skills classes. You'd be surprised at people that don't know how to even do a load of laundry that need help learning how to do that. So we look for that. We look for anybody who wants to, like, maybe host a game night for us, anything like that to get involved and help the guests of our program feel seen and valued is
and
definitely
be human.
Helpful. Yes, be human. Yes,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
Then, of course, we always have things like, you know, if somebody is a handyman and could help us, you know, do some repairs around the building, that's always welcomed and needed as well.
If someone would like to volunteer, what's the best way for them to do that as well?
So I'm really going to keep referencing our website, because we really did just do a whole overhaul of our website, and now we have all of these awesome links and ways to get involved really easily all in one place. So there is a volunteer tab as well on our website that you can fill out a short questionnaire with your name, your contact information, and what you would like to do to help us, and then we can reach out to you after that.
It's such a great feeling to be able to volunteer, to be able to help out, Shannon.
It really is. And the relationships that you can make with the individuals in our program is really life-changing for the volunteer as well.
Sure. Sure, so, absolutely. Yeah. Well, we'll go from volunteers to another kind of volunteer situation. You do have a board.
We do. Yes, we do.
And do you need board members?
We do. We are recruiting new board members. Our board is a fantastic organization, all volunteer-based, and they work really hard to put on fundraisers and to do all kinds of community impact work. And we are looking for new board members.
Great. And again, to the website again?
Yes, if they want to go on the website and just put in there that they're interested in becoming a board member, and then our board president would reach out to them and go from there.
Okay. And again, that the
website,
yes.
Yep.
Yes.
It's www.sharethewarmthoflenawe.org.
Now, we can't leave the interview without mentioning the fact that you're going to be having an open house.
Yes.
Tell us about that, Shannon.
Yes. We're having an open house on the 26th. It's a Thursday in the evening at 7 o'clock, and it's where we're going to invite the community to come in, tour our facility, see what we have going on in there. You know, a lot of people have not been in that building since it was the Moose Lodge.
Yeah,
so everybody's always surprised when they come in there and see what we've been able to do with the space and all the different things we have going on in there.
And I get, and I bet it's just, you know, such a wonderful thing to be able to have that building, Shannon.
It is. It was such a blessing to be able to have that and not have to go from different locations, you know, several times a year and to have a permanent space. And it's been awesome. And it really is nice for the community to come in and see it, because then it takes away some of the scariness about when people think of a homeless shelter and they can see it. It really is a home. And it's a good environment to be in.
So that open house is going to be when?
On the 26th at 7 p.m.
Okay. For how long? From 7?
We're thinking about an hour and a half maybe. It's
okay.
A kind of come and go as you want.
Sure.
My staff will be there. We'll do tours, answer any questions you might have.
So, good. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Looking forward to that. And, you know, people should hopefully mark that in their calendar to make sure, because, you know, what you don't know, if you can find out a little bit more about it, you know, like you said, kind of take away some of the fears about a homeless shelter, and also being able to see maybe how that person might be able to help out too.
Yes, absolutely. Bring us your questions. Bring any anything that you want to talk to us about. We'll be there. My board members will be there. So there'll be lots of people that you can have a conversation with and find out any question you might have had about Share the Warmth.
Let's see here. I think we covered everything, Shannon. So once again, congratulations on being the Hometown Hope for this month. Much success in what you're doing. You are helping out a lot of people. Boy, with that recent cold snap that we had, you were probably a godsend, you know.
We hosted 65 community members that day, and when we host warming and cooling centers, it's not just for the unhoused, it's for anybody in the community that might need to get away from the elements.
That maybe just need that.
Yeah.
Like during the winter, that extra warmth.
Yes.
Or during the summer, they need some cooling.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's a good thing to remind people about, too. So, absolutely. Shannon, thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure to have you on.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks so much. My guest has been Shannon DeSlover, the Executive Director of Share the Warmth of Lenawe, our Hometown Hope for this month. I'm Dale Gartner, and we'll talk again soon.